the public has received the decision very positively, because it seems during the reign of the former president, there were some public officials who were untouched. All the reports indicated that the embezzlements were blessed by the top boss of the TPA, Tanzania Post Authority. However, the president was hesitant to take action against the boss. Rather, he was taking action against the lower officers who were just signing on behalf of the boss. And so the current president studied the situation and added and ordered that the person should be suspended or should be removed from the office.
So Faraja, I understand some civil society groups and opposition groups are saying that although they also welcome this decision by the president, they expect more investigation by the Anti-Corruption Commission to ensure that people who were allegedly protected by the former president will face scrutiny as well. How do you respond to that?
Yes, it's true. And the civil society organizations feel like it is now the right time to have more scrutiny on some officers who were protected or defended by the former president, because it seems some of the officers were punished unlawfully, or some of the officers were just scapegoats, but the real culprits were not taken into action, or the action was not taken against them. So it is the prey of the civil society organizations to see the president or the Anti-Corruption Bureau investigate more on some of the officers who were closely linked to the former president.
So what are the other expectations of Tanzanians about the fight against corruption in the country, briefly, Karaja?
I think the expectation is we want to see the fight of corruption that follows the rule of law, that follows the good governance, the principles of good governance, that we have to investigate a person first. You have to make sure that you have collected enough evidence against the person whom you are accusing or whom you are alleging that he has been corrupt, and before arraigning that person or before arresting that person and suing him to the court. You have to make sure that you have collected enough evidence to ascertain yourself that this is the person, this is the real culprit, this is the real one who has done this. But previously, a person was arrested, there was no clear evidence, there was no any evidence to prove that the person has made a mistake. It was just politically motivated. People were arrested just on political grounds. But this time what we expect is that we should see the rule of law in the investigation processes.